Today we have the feast of many saints, but in particular two saints, or two sets of saints, whose lives and deaths are very miraculous. Of course, whether you realized it or not, yesterday you experienced a miracle that is readily available to us. I'm sure many people thought stupid superstition, nonsense, old wives' tales, or whatever, when I commanded the acolyte to burn the palm. But as he burnt the palm, immediately the lightning stopped. And it happens every time. It happened at 4 o'clock Mass one afternoon, and I burnt the palm, and it stopped, and it was really ferocious. Of course, the other day, I didn't do it in time. I woke up at midnight, and it already had happened, and we got hit, and everything is topsy-turvy. But it will come back. It's okay. Miracles do happen, and they're readily available to us. Of course, the greatest miracle is the Eucharist. If we don't believe in miracles, then we don't believe in the Eucharist. And then what good is it? We will be the foolish virgins who will be told by our Lord, I know you not. But if we believe, we will be like St. Giuliana Falconieri, whose feast is today, and the two brothers, St. Gervais and Protais. Now, in the case of St. Giuliana, she was from the very powerful and wealthy Falconieri family in Florence. Still a family to be reckoned with in Florence. And she lived in the end of the 13th century, the beginning of the 14th century. She died in 1340. When she was 15 years old, she went to the already famous St. Philip Benizi, who was a Florentine, and she vowed her virginity to Christ. And he put upon her a mantle, a cape. And as such, she founded the Mantellate Order of Nuns, which has never been very big, but is still around, even though I do not know exactly where or what they are doing. But she founded the Mantellate Nuns. They were cloistered nuns, and they did a lot of praying for the city of Florence and for the families of Florence. Now, there were many visions and miracles. I don't know them all. You can look them up for yourselves, just as I. But in 1340, when it was time for her to die, because she had done so much fasting during her life, her stomach was all a mess. And of course, we have to be careful and we have to be moderate in our sacrifices and our fastings and so forth. But saints were not. They usually went to the extremes. So she was very sick. She could not receive any food whatsoever. It was almost time for her to die. And then what happened? There was no way for her to receive the Viaticum, the last communion that goes to us with the last rites. On the last communion when we are on our deathbed, which is taken by mouth, of course, into the stomach, of course. So she could not receive. So she begged God, our Lord, and what happened was incredible, and it's still in their habit, as a matter of fact. At the moment that she was supposed to receive communion, but could not, St. Giuliana begged, and the host came out of the ciborium, and it went right into her stomach, through her clothes and everything else, and disappeared. She received communion in that most miraculous and wonderful way. And so the Mantellate nuns, to this day, on their habit, have a host, the Eucharist, as a symbol of their order. What better and more wonderful miracle? Now, St. Gervais and Protais were brothers in the city of Milan, and They were martyred in the year 170. There's not too much that we know about them. But nevertheless, the people of Milan had a great devotion to them. They were the proto-martyrs, in a sense, of Milan. And so, at the time of the bishop and doctor of the church, St. Ambrose, there happened a great miracle. And St. Augustine was there. And he wrote about it in two of his works. It was not something to be laughed at or anything. I'm sure some people think it's superstition and nonsense. Well, for most people who do not have the faith, the whole faith is superstition and nonsense. Old wives' tales. But St. Ambrose had a vision and a dream, and he begged Almighty God, and God showed him, miraculously, where the bodies, the relics of Saints Gervais and Protais were buried. They had been buried and everybody forgot. Nobody was around in 170 in the year 380. And so St. Ambrose went with his court and with shovels and the proper implements to take care of holy relics. And they dug, and light came out from the ground. And they found the relics of St. Gervais and Protais. And it was immediately taken to the cathedral, and they are buried there, I believe, in the crypt of the cathedral. But while this was going on, many people were trying to touch the litter where these saints' bodies or bones, I do not know if they were incorrupt, were being carried. And many miracles took place. Among them, one of the rich people of the city of Milan, who was blind. Maybe he had macular degeneration, or maybe he had cataracts. He was not always blind. He had gone blind. And he touched his handkerchief to the bodies of the saints. And then he touched his eyes with that handkerchief. And immediately, with all the people there, he received his sight. And so, like I said, this is the day in which we commemorate saints whose lives and death are very, very miraculous. And this is to show us that miracles do happen. But they're not something of history. They're not something of the past. They're also something of the present. And so we beseech Almighty God for many more miracles for ourselves, our families, and for this shrine and parish of Our Lady and of St. Stephen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.